Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look back at the Giants' loss to the Denver Broncos. To break it down for you, as always, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, for the New York Giants, not the way you want to start your home schedule with a 41-23 loss to the Broncos.
It's not, and you know there are some things you can really point to when they look at the film and say, here are the breakdowns. And they're mostly little things, Bob. They have to clean up the little things.
All right. The Giants won the coin toss and actually deferred. So Denver gets the ball to start the game, and they drive it downfield. And it looks like the Broncos are going in for a score. This is our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here.
Handoff ball, runs right, fumbles the ball, recovered by Mundy, and the Giants have it in the end zone for a touchback. Monte Ball, the rookie out of Wisconsin, coughed it up, Ryan Mundy got it, and the Broncos turn it over after an impressive drive.
Where are they going to stop? Keep hanging in there now, hang in there.
Carl, Cullen Jenkins, who has been a bright spot for the Giants, makes his presence felt, forcing the fumble on Monte Ball.
Yeah, he didn't give up on the play. He was able to get his hand in there and knock the ball away.
All right, so the Giants come out, and boom, Eli Manning, 51-yard pass to Victor Cruz. Then they get a 5-yard run from David Wilson, a physical 5-yard run from Brandon Jacobs. And before you know it, the Giants have it first and 10 at the 19-yard line. But then they get bogged down in the red zone, and they have to settle for three.
Well, again, it's execution. When you look at the plays in the red zone, there's a missed block somewhere or a miscommunication on another play, and the next thing you know, they're lining up for a field goal. They've got to execute.
All right, talk a little bit about the Giants' defense here, because Denver gets the ball back down 3-0. They drive it into Giants' territory, but the Giant defense holds, and right now they're kind of forcing Peyton Manning into a game he doesn't necessarily want to play.
Yeah, now, it's a chess game always for 60 minutes with Peyton Manning, but they're taking away the deep stuff, and they're trying to bracket all the crossing routes. So they're limiting the yards after catch, and they want to just make sure if it's a 5-yard pass, it stays a 5-yard pass.
One of the big plays that comes late in the first quarter, after the Giants get a stop, Reuben Randall fields a punt at his own 4-yard line, takes it to the 11, but that sets up bad field position, which leads to things that go awry.
Again, little things, making sure that you're engaged from the beginning of the game to the end, because everything counts in against a team like the Denver Broncos.
Giants go 3-and-out. They punt the football away. So the first quarter ends with the Giants in front 3-0, but the Broncos with the football. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind here on MSG, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Giants lead the Broncos by a 3-0 score, but the field position game. Denver took over at the Giants' 40-yard line, and they're threatening to score. The Broncos have it first and 10 at the Giants' 20 when the Giants give up their longest run of the season.
Moreno to the right of Manning. Decker split right. They flip it off to Moreno running right against the corner. Moreno to the 10, to the 5, and he dives in. Is he in? Touchdown.
Let's come back and play.
Carl, it almost looked like Peyton Manning and Knowshon Moreno identified the Giants were outflanked and they audibleized, because it's just a little quick toss and he has the edge.
Yeah, quick toss, bad angle by a linebacker, and the defensive end gets hooked right on the snap, so it just became a short corner in a downhill run.
So the Broncos have a 7-3 lead. Giants get the ball back, and they start moving it. But then they get bogged down near midfield. Giants punt the football away to the Denver Broncos. But the Giants do a pretty good job. Denver gets one first down, and then the Giants force them to punt. So the defense holding up their end of the bargain.
They are. You're asking your defense a lot if you're not going to convert on your opportunities offensively. But listen, both sides of the ball, they complement each other along with special teams, so they did their job.
So they get the 3-and-out, and the Giants get really good field position because the Broncos are pinned, and the Giants start first and 10 at the Denver 43-yard line. They lose 2 yards on first down, so it's second and 12 when Eli Manning finds a crease in the Broncos' defense.
Manning running back over the middle. Myers has it on the run. Wide open, and he falls down at the 18.
Tackled by the turf monster.
There was nothing but green turf in front of him. It could have been a touchdown, and he just fell.
Football game, once you miss an opportunity or somebody mess up, you can't dwell on that play. You got to move forward and keep making plays. So, we can't really look back and say we had missed opportunities or whatnot. Probably did, and but in the football game, in the heat of the moment, you just got to keep moving forward.
Carl, Brendan Myers has a wide open field. I don't know if he would have scored. Maybe one of the fast guys would have chased him down somewhere around the 10-yard line. But it was an opportunity lost for the Giants.
Well, that was the key, the opportunity, because he was wide open, falls down, basically kills the drive. I mean, that's a clear shot. There's definitely a scoring opportunity there.
All right, but there's more to come on this drive, which kind of talks about the Giants' problems, because on the very next play from the 18-yard line, Manning hits Reuben Randall. He's going in for a score, and he fumbles the football. Denver recovers it. The Giants keep the possession because there was a penalty away from the ball against the Broncos. But with that said, you have the ball in your hands, a defensive penalty is coming up. You've got to secure it and get into the end zone because that gives you the lead at that point.
Finish the play. The Denver Broncos defenders finished their play. They played it until the end, caused the fumble. Reuben Randall secured the ball across the plane. No discussion.
So now the Giants have it at the 13-yard line. They get a pass to Cruz. They have 3rd and 3 at the 6. And Manning looks into his slot. He's got Brendan Myers. Was the throw a little high? Maybe. But he had 2 hands on it. He's got to catch that ball, doesn't he?
Well, yes, he does. Red zone, they're not going to be perfect balls, all of them. But if it hits your hands as a tight end, you got to bring that one in.
All right, so now the Giants wind up settling for 3. So rather than having the lead, the Broncos still lead 7-6. Denver, 3 and out again. Giants get the ball back, Carl. They drive it downfield. They get to the red zone area. Again, they have to settle for 3 points. Against a team like Peyton Manning, you can't afford to do that, can you?
No, if you're home and you have an opportunity to create a nice lead with 2 opportunities, you've got to do that right away so that you can seize control of the game. But letting a guy like Peyton Manning hang around, he will take the opportunity to hurt you with it.
All right, so with 2 minutes to go in the half, this is Peyton time. He starts moving the ball down the field, but the Giant defense gets a stop, Carl. They force Denver into a field goal, so the Giants are now only trailing by 1-10-9. Pretty good job by the defense.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they held the fort, bend but didn't break, and forced a field goal.
All right, so the Giants get the ball back with 43 seconds to go on the half, and they start moving it down the field, and they get a pass interference penalty. 1st and 10 at the Denver 28, 16 seconds to go, and a worst-case scenario for the Giants.
1st and 10 from the Denver 28 with 16 seconds left in the half. Here comes the blitz. Manning far down the right side. Overthrown and intercepted by Rogers. Cromartie in the end zone. It'll be a touchback.
Bad decision by me. It's really just trying to, they kind of had us in a little bind on a blitz. And trying to throw the ball away where you wouldn't get it, an intentional grounding, but, get it close and just tried to, unfortunate that just threw it in a spot where the guy can make a play.
Carl, there was pressure on Eli Manning to start with. Then he doesn't make a good throw to get the ball to the corner. The receiver doesn't go there anyway, but it doesn't go out of bounds. You're almost in field goal range. You had an opportunity to have the lead at the half.
Sure.
That's got to be a momentum killer.
Well, it is, because you move the ball down the field, and then when you get to that extended red zone area, the 25, 28-yard line, you know that your kicker can hit those types. Just minimize the opportunities for the defense and get something out of it, and they didn't.
So the Giants wind up going to the locker room trailing by 1-10-9, but they do get the ball to start the third quarter. When we come back, we'll tell you about the third quarter as we continue with Giants Rewind here on MSG, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter, Giants trailing the Broncos 10-9. Giants get the ball to come out, but Denver gets a 3-and-out. And, Carl, it looked like Denver came out with a whole different intensity.
Well, I think that's where the tide turned for this game, because they came out in attack mode right away defensively, And then they get the ball back, and you can see the same mentality was on the offensive side.
Yeah, and even on special teams, because Trindon Holiday gets a 22-yard return, so Denver starts the possession at the 47-yard line. Peyton Manning is dangerous when he's starting there, and boom, 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 he starts moving the ball down the field. They have first and goal at the Giants' 7-yard line, second and goal at the 2 when he hooks up with Wes Welker.
Manning out of a shotgun set, play fake to Moreno, to the end zone, touchdown, Welker on the post. He froze him with the play fake and fired a strike, and they made that look very easy.
So the Welker touchdown gives the Broncos a 17-9 lead, and Carl, Terrell Thomas played a really good game for the Giants, but on that one play, he bit on that play fake just enough to create the window for the post to Welker.
Yeah, he was nosy on that one, and when you're a defensive back, there's not much you can do down there to affect the run. So just play your responsibility and trust that the guys up front will make a play.
Giants start at their own 19-yard line. They move the ball down the field. Denver commits 4 penalties during the course of this drive. So the Giants have back-to-back first and goals at the 1-yard line, and they turn to the newest Giant, one of the older Giants, to get within 1.
Manning handoff Jacobs into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. And that's touchdown number 57 in his Giants career, which is the most in franchise history. And with 3:08 to go in the third, the Giants trail 17-15 with the extra point pending.
Brandon Jacobs gives a little physicality down by the goal line and scores the touchdown. So with everything that's gone on, Carl, the Giants are only down by a point.
Yeah, and it was refreshing to see the pile move towards the goal line and not backwards. So that was a positive.
Denver starts at their own 20-yard line. And, Carl, the mistakes. Okay, so Denver gets the ball. Manning throws a pass to Demaryius Thomas for 16 yards. The ball pops out, though. And Ryan Mundy's right there to field it. Mark Herzlich's hustling. He knocks it away from Mundy, and the Broncos recover it, and Knowshon Moreno runs for 5 yards. You have an opportunity here to start at the Broncos 35, down by a point with momentum on your side. That's a play you have to make against Peyton Manning,
isn't it? No doubt about it. You have to make that. You're home. Again, you're trying to stem and take control of this game. That was a great opportunity that was missed.
Yeah, rather than starting deep in plus territory, you're still on defense, and Peyton Manning makes you pay. He moves the ball downfield, and on a 2nd and 2 at the Giants 25, the Broncos use a similar play that worked in the first half.
Handoff right, Moreno turns the corner. There's no contain. Moreno dives in for the touchdown. It's the same play that they scored on last time. So Moreno has touchdown runs of 20 and 25, and Denver answers the Giants' touchdown.
There was contain issues on those two plays, and I'm sure there was no one up on the edge, no one providing a contain element to the defense, and I'll have to look and see at that.
There's still a lot of football left, boys.
Carl, it looked almost like the same play from the first half, except this one went for 25 yards instead of 20.
And again, it shows a lack of adjustment. I'm sure they went over it on the sidelines, but they didn't make the adjustment when the play came again. It was actually played the exact same way defensively, too. Linebacker took a bad angle. Defensive end got hooked, short corner, and a downhill run.
So all the opportunities for the Giants to take the lead and grab control of the game, but it's Denver that has control of the game, leading 24-16. The third quarter ends with an Eli Manning pass to Reuben Randall for 8 yards. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants have the football, trailing the Broncos 24-16. It's still just a one-possession football game at this point. But on the very first play of the fourth quarter, Some bad luck leads to a bad break for the Giants.
Manning back to throw. Fires one right, and the pass is deflected and intercepted off the deflection. The Broncos say it's a pick. The officials say it's a pick. It hit Randall's hands, and it went right to Chris Harris.
It just was a play that we thought we should have made, and we didn't. We were running a slant, and the first indication that trouble was there was the arms, the defender's arm reaching in toward the ball, just as the receiver was doing the same thing, and so it wasn't clean. The ball gets knocked down rather than caught, and when you see it bounce up in the air like that in heavy traffic, that's not a good sign.
Carl, the corners for Denver played very physical. I mean, they took a lot of penalties in this game, but their Tony Carter was physical with Reuben Randall on that slant. The ball gets tipped. It hits his foot. Chris Harris gets the interception. But that shows the sort of the feistiness that Denver played with, didn't it?
Yeah, they played with a lot of aggression. They pushed the envelope as far as they could. And, you know, they got called for some plays they did not. And that was one that was a very aggressive play, and it worked out in their favor.
The Giants didn't take advantage of an opportunity. Denver does, and they start at the Giants' 36-yard line. The big play here, a Moreno 14-yard run, but it's still 3rd and 8 at the Giants' 11. Can the Giants hold Denver to a field goal? Peyton Manning dials up his tight end.
Manning takes the snap. Giants bring pressure. Manning throws one left, and it's caught for the touchdown. Ball came loose. But they're saying that Julius Thomas broke the plane for the touchdown. Julius Thomas had it, controlled it, broke the plane. That's all you have to do.
Carl, the tight end, just kind of beats the Giants to the spot and is able to extend the ball and break the plane and score the touchdown. But the inability to get off the field here proved costly.
Yeah, it really did. And just letting drives get extended, and again, they just out-effort the Giants on that particular play.
If you think about it, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter and that ball on the ground with the Giants down one and potentially a short field, and everything changes with the ball going off the foot, the Giants not recovering, and suddenly Denver scored 14 points in a row, and now the Giants are on the short end of a 31-16 score. Now, can the offense respond? The Giants get a first down after starting at their own 20-yard line, but then the drive gets bogged down. The drive stalls, so the Giants have to punt the football away. Trindon Holliday had a 22-yard return earlier. This time, he takes it to the house.
Rutherford pooches it down the near side. Holliday picks it up at the 19. Holliday dances his way up to the 40. Holliday across midfield. Holliday's going to go. 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Broncos. 80 yards. Trindon Holliday with the punt return for a touchdown, and he's just broken this game open.
Very disappointed, frustrated. I can understand how some of the players feel. The whole point is that we have to hang in there. We have 14 games to go. We've been 0-2 before. We've dug ourselves into a hole before and been able to fight our way out of it. When we did, it was with team. But the performance level has to come up.
Carl, you know, Steve Weatherford struggled with his punting. Holliday had the 22-yard return, and this time he takes a one-hopper. Couple missed tackles, and off to the races for the young man.
Well, going into the game, this punt unit knew that they were facing a very dangerous returner. Punter has to make sure he gets good punts, but in case he doesn't, every guy on that cover team, when they line up and they see Holliday back there, they know it's going to take an extra effort, and you can see that on that particular play, he was better. I mean, they missed a lot of tackles.
So the Giants now find themselves down 38-16. Now they got to start throwing the ball. 4th and 10. Manning gets intercepted in the end zone. Denver gets the ball out back, 3 and out. Giants go quickly downfield, score a touchdown with Darrell Scott. The Giants nearly recovered an onside kick to keep it interesting, but Larry Donnell did not let the ball go 10 yards. Needless to say, Carl, at this point, the game's pretty much over, 41-23. So how do you talk the Giant fan off the ledge? What does this coaching staff have to do to get this team squared up with a game in Carolina coming up?
Well, I think the operative word there is squared up. They've got to do the little things. I think this team has shown that they can do big things. It's the small things that will prevent them from getting to realizing their opportunities.
You know, as we illustrated in this show, in the second quarter and in the third quarter, there were numerous opportunities where the Giants could have gained control of this game. You can't do that against Peyton Manning or else you're going to get burned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And just attention to detail. You're seeing some of the things eliminated. You didn't see offside penalties. You didn't see a lot of that stuff. But blocking assignments, defensive assignments, just one play turns the tide against a guy like Peyton Manning.
Well, the Giants are going to have to get back on the beam next week. They're in Carolina to take on the Panthers. We'll recap the game for you next week on MSG. Make sure you join us. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. You've been watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG.